If a poll had been taken at the time of the Union general most unpopular with his men, that on the other top would surely have been John Pope. He also holds the distinction of being the officer for whom Robert E. Lee had open contempt. Lee once commented that Pope needed to be suppressed, which conjures up an image of someone stepping on an insect. Certainly the Louisville, Kentucky native was a blustery, bombastic general whose career was like a skyrocket. It went up fast and came down fast. Pope was a collateral descendant of George Washington. He graduated from West Point in 1842, saw service in the Mexican War, and demonstrated ability thereafter as an Army engineer. He became connected by marriage with the family of Murray Todd Lincoln. Pope was building lighthouses along the Great Lakes when Civil War began. Through family connections, he early obtained the Brigadier General's commission. Initially, Pope seemed deserving. In the war's first autumn and winter, he conducted a series of well-executed movements that gave the North control of a large block of the upper Mississippi River. Overstating tenfold the casualties he inflicted, Pope caught the attention of Abraham Lincoln. The Union president named Pope to take command of all scattered forces in the East. Pope consolidated those 50,000 soldiers into an army, and in July 1862 started through the Virginia Piedmont to win the Civil War by himself. His first acts were bombastic proclamations to soldiers and civilians alike. Pope told his men that unlike them, he was accustomed to seeing the backs of his enemies. He informed Virginia citizens who had not been molested to that point that he would confiscate from them food and other needed supplies. Disloyal civilians would be jailed. Any guerrillas captured would be hanged. Most of those threats were windy blusters from Pope. He actually was not as destructive as some other Union commanders. He just seemed to be so. And he was always a petty man. Once when an officer deserted his command, Pope displayed his scorn by posting a reward of 5 cents for the man's apprehension. Everything quickly fell apart on Pope in Virginia. The lead elements of his army met defeat on August 9th at Cedar Mountain, near Culpeper. Then Stonewall Jackson and Lee soundly thrashed him in the Second Manassas Campaign. That series of battles, mismanaged from first to last by Pope, caused 16,000 Northern casualties. A Union general sneered that Pope has now written himself down as what the military world has long known, an ass. Subsequently, Pope was sent to command the military department in Minnesota. There he hanged a few Indians and incurred the hostility of all the others. In the Reconstruction period, Pope's high-handed methods made him one of the most detested army officers of his day. That reputation still stood when Pope died in 1882 at the age of 70. One searches in vain to find a kind word for John Pope. Quick-tempered, impatient, obnoxious, and irascible, he was a man with much courage but little capacity. He displayed a remarkable talent in the field for ignoring what he did not want to hear. When Pope was banished from Virginia in the autumn of 1862, a fellow officer declared, "This braggart has been kicked, cuffed, hustled about, knocked down, run over, and trodden upon, as rarely happens in the history of war." Another federal made this sweeping indictment. It can honestly be said that Pope had not a friend in his command from the smallest drummer to the highest general officer. A man like that almost elicits pity.